Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 22nd, 2026. That is according to the inspired solar lunar calendar. It is Ab 8, 57, 87. We are concluding now in Zephaniah 3. Verse 1, wretched is she who is rebellious, and defiled is the oppressed town. Verse 2, she has not heeded his sound. Nobody listens to Supreme. Taken correction. Yeah, we sure don't take correction. Fully relied on Eternal Originator, or approached her most powerful. Verse 3, her officials in her are roaring lions. Those ethically managing her are evening wolves, not gnawing bones until morning. Verse 4, her presenters are reckless and deceitful humans. Her religious leaders, well, we should call them misleaders, defile, distinguished, that is, his people. They violate direction, that is, his writings. Verse 5, Eternal Originator, that is Yahweh, is ethical in her. He accomplishes nothing unethical. In the morning, he gives ethical management to light. He is an enlightener. He has not failed. Guilty knows no shame. Verse 6, I will cut off ethnic groups. That's the word from Supreme. Their bulwarks will be desolated. I will lay their streets waste without one passing. Their towns will be destroyed without man. Not one inhabitant. Verse 7, I said, actually, you must revere me. You must take correction. We revere all sorts of people. We should never revere them in any way whatsoever. All her abode will not be cut off. I will watch over her. They started early to corrupt all their deeds. Yeah, we start early and stay with it late in life. Verse 8, Eternal Originator's communication, that is Yahweh's communication. Therefore, you must wait for me until the day of my arising for booty. He's going to take care of the situation. My ethic is to gather ethnic people or ethnic groups to assemble empires to pour out on them my displeasure, all extreme displeasure of my burning nose. He's not angry, but he's very upset, very displeased. All the planet will be destroyed in the fire of my ardor. That's a terrible ending. Verse 9, I will turn to the people purified language. He will turn us to his purified language, which he had originally given to humans, that I call with the name Eternal Originator to serve me. To serve him one load. Verse 10, from a region beyond the streams of as if it were getting smarter, a daughter of my scattered is a server. They will bring my gift. Verse 11, in that day, it's here right now, in that day you will not be shamed from all the practices that you rebelled against me. We have certainly chosen evil on top of evil. Then I will remove from you those jubilant of about your pride. All the pride has got to go. And that's in first place on his table. You will not continue to be arrogant in my distinguished mountain. Nowhere on earth is he going to allow that. I will leave you among humble and lowly people. There are very few of those, by the way. They rely fully on the name, Eternal Originator. People don't even know his name. Verse 13, most powerful prevails remnant, will not practice guilt. They will not speak falsehood. A tongue of deceit will not be found in their mouth. They will feed lying down. No one will terrify. What a pastoral scene. Yes, verse 14. All dry places, woman, that is Zion's woman. That's the spiritual aspect that he is looking at here on this planet. He will sing out, most powerful prevails, that's Israel. You will shout and rejoice, success legacy, that is Jerusalem's woman. You will exult wholeheartedly. Verse 15, eternal originator. Verse 15, eternal originator will remove your ethics. He will turn your enemy. Most powerful prevails, ruler, originator. That's the eternal originator. Will be with you. You will no longer fear evil. In that day, it will be said to success legacy, you must not fear. All dry place had sign, your hands must not refrain. Eternal originator is your most powerful in you with singing. Verse 18, I will gather afflicted from you from the appointed. I will gather afflicted from you from the appointed place. They were a portion of her of reproach. Verse 19, you will notice me at that time. Handling all those oppressing you, I will liberate those limping and with those banished. I will gather and put them for praise and for fame in every land of their shame. In that time, verse 20, I will bring you. In that time, I will gather you. I will give you for fame and praise with all the peoples of the planet. Eternal originator conveys, I will turn back your exiles to your eyes. So that's the conclusion of this document of Zephaniah. And I will, in conclusion, then make a brief comment here. We must flee idolatry, immorality, deceiving, coveting, dishonoring our parents, stealing, murdering. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.